There's a lot of speculation about who Joe Biden will choose as his vice presidential running mate. Among the candidates on his shortlist is California Senator Kamala Harris. But as KQED's Scott Schaefer reports, another Californian is also being vetted for the job.
You might say Los Angeles Congresswoman Karen Bass is having a moment.
A changing America. The Fox 11 Town Hall with Karen Bass, Tuesday at 7.
After the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tapped the five-term Democrat to help write and pass a police reform measure. The bill included a ban on chokeholds and no-knock warrants. Bass, who chairs the Congressional Black Caucus, told the PBS NewsHour recently that the opposing measure from Republicans in the U.S. Senate lacked teeth.
So we don't need to study chokeholds. We don't need to have data collection about no-knock warrants. We don't need to have a federal registry that nobody sees.
The bill passed the House overwhelmingly. Bass has been working on racial justice issues for decades. Rafe Sonnenschein, executive director of the Pat Brown Institute at Cal State LA, interviewed Bass for a research project in 1994 when she was a community organizer. It was after the civil uprising following the Rodney King verdicts when hundreds of Korean-owned stores were destroyed in South Central L.A.
This was a tremendous battle that was of deep political significance for intergroup relations, and Karen was navigating that.
Years after a Korean shop owner shot and killed a black customer, there was lingering tension between the two communities. Many African Americans thought Korean shops disrespected their community, especially liquor stores. Korean American store owners felt victimized by the destruction.
But she was never going to allow herself to make it about not having Korean store owners. She was going to make it about people following the rules, and she stuck to that.
A decade later, in 2004, Bass was elected to the California State Assembly, quickly climbing the leadership ladder.
I, Karen Bass.
I, Karen Bass.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear. That
I will. In 2008, Bass became Assembly Speaker during the height of the mortgage crisis. With the state facing a huge deficit, she worked to find a solution with colleagues of both parties, including Republican Assembly Minority Leader Mike Vallines.
She's calming. She listens. You know, she's a total problem solver.
In 2010, Bass won a seat in Congress, representing a district that includes South L.A. and the wealthier West Side. Rafe Sonnenschein says Bass has the ability and desire to find common ground.
It's a willingness to at least see some glimmer of good in the people who are on the other side of the table from you, and to figure there's got to be something that you can have a discussion about.
Bass, who is 66 years old, is much less known than Kamala Harris, who some believe is the favorite to end up on the Democratic ticket. And, says Joel Goldstein, author of a book about the vice presidency, House members are rarely chosen as running mates.
You know, it does happen. Geraldine Ferraro was from the House. Paul Ryan was from the House. But more often, the candidate comes from the Senate.
But Goldstein also says it's not easy for anyone to make the leap to the hot glare of presidential campaigns.
So the fact that somebody checks off certain boxes doesn't mean that they're really a plausible pick if they're not ready for a national campaign.
In the end, he says it will come down to who Biden feels most comfortable with. No matter what, Karen Bass could still have a big future in Congress, where some see her as a leading candidate to replace Nancy Pelosi as Speaker when she retires. For Here and Now, I'm Scott Schaefer.